In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The message of the Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear the Lord teaching us not to judge others. And between man and God, there are certain arrangements. God gave man certain roles to fulfill and to do it as a human being entrusted over many things in this life. And God kept for himself certain roles that man should not try to assume. For example, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We represent him. We called others to reconcile with him. This is a responsibility for every Christian who follows Christ. We are called also to be fisher of men. We try to catch others and bring them to the knowledge of Christ. We are called also to be stewards, entrusted over stewardship. This stewardship might be yourself, your household, your children, your church, your community. We are called to work as stewards, and he will be the master. We are also called to be farmers, laborers. We work in his vineyard. We work with him. This is again another role that we should assume. All of these are given from God to us in order for us to fulfill the purpose of our existence. We are born to live and do these. But unfortunately, sometimes we like to take his role and assume his position. And we try to capture for ourselves things were never given to us at any times. For example, today we'll give 7 examples. Sometimes when man tries to assume God's place. In the book of Genesis, when Jacob died, the children of Jacob went to Joseph and they were terrified that Joseph is going to avenge them. He's going to make them pay for what they did to him before. Joseph said a verse that we should always repeat to ourselves whenever we find ourselves assuming God's role or God's place. He said to them, "Am I in the place of God?" This, what he said, is a reminder for all of us. Do not play God in your life. Understand your role. Make sure that you are not stepping in something that was never designed for us to take this position or this place. Where are the areas where sometimes we like to become God and play his role? The first position is the role of the judge. God is the judge. He never entrusted anyone to do this role on his behalf. That's why when Christ said that all judgment was given to me, this is a proof of his divinity. The judge should know what is inside man. His judgment is different, as it is written in the 2nd chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. His judgment is different than us. Why? Because we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth. He is the only one who can define the truth truly. Yes, we have hint of the truth, but we cannot know it all. And that's why we make mistakes. Many times we assume that we know what is right and what is wrong, and we find ourselves that we actually were on the wrong side. And sometimes we find this too late. His judgment is different also because there is no partiality with God. We are humans, we have bias, and we tend to take sides based on how we feel. Our emotions many times disrupt the clearness of the judgment and we make mistakes, but with him, there is no partiality. Also, his judgment is different because he judges the secrets of men. He knows the heart of man. He knows what's going on in your brain, in your mind. So this is a role that no one should be playing. When we look at the people around us and we judge them, meaning this person is not doing the right thing, this person should not be doing this, this person should not be taking this responsibility in the church, why this man is taking communion, why the church is allowing this person to serve in this capacity, when we do this, we are playing the role of God, something that should not happen. And then we hear the warning from God on the tongue of Saint Paul. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are, who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. If we are honest with ourselves, we will find that most of the time we are just doing the same thing that we say others should not be doing it. We tend to see the faults of others simply because we relate to them. We know that this is what they are doing is wrong because we are doing the same thing. What will happen when we play the judge? We will be judged. We will put ourselves to be subject to God's condemnation because we are assuming His role without invitation. So this is a role that only should be kept to judge. We should be very careful whenever we get into this business of looking at others around us and taking the responsibility to arrange things uninvited and with no responsibility whatsoever. The second title that God keeps for Himself, or a role, is that He is the avenger. He is the only one who should avenge evil. And of course, God entrusts man sometimes to execute justice on earth, but generally speaking, He is the one who is going to make every person to pay back for the evil done by him or her. Behold, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, it's not up to you. Whenever someone hurts you, and you go trying to hurt this person back, hurt his reputation or her reputation, trying to make this person to pay for the pain that you suffered, you are assuming the role of God. You are not doing something right. You are here overriding your role and your limits. And God will actually judge us when we do this. He is the only one who has the right to avenge others. We have to be very careful that whenever we are hurt, we have all the right to guard ourselves, to get away from evil, but we have no right whatsoever to avenge any person. This is not our role and not our responsibility. Joseph understood this role clearly when his brothers came and were terrified. He is going to avenge them. He is going to make them back for the evil they did. Joseph has the ability, the authority. He was a master over Egypt. He can make them really to suffer. But he knew and understood, am I in the place of God? It's not my role. I should not be in any way trying even to think how I'm going to make this person suffer for what he did to me. Unfortunately, sometimes we abuse our responsibilities and roles. Person entrusted over others should not think that this person, he does not like me or he dealt with me in a certain way, I make him pay because I have the authority. This is not right. This is not godly. This is not what a Christian person would called to do. We have to be above this. St. Paul said to the Thessalonians, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. No matter what, we should not repay evil for evil. This is God's role to make people to pay for their mistakes. The third role that we should not be assuming, that's only for God, is when we try to redefine the ways of salvation. God is the author of salvation. He tells us what should be done. He gives us the commandment, the Bible, to teach us how we should go in order for us to end up in heaven. Unfortunately, sometimes people like to play this role, to take the Bible and to redefine the way of salvation. And then, under the pretense of kindness, being so compassionate and understanding and loving others, being considerate to other people's feelings, sometimes people give themselves the right to define how man should be saved. And now we come to heresies like, people might find another way to salvation away from Christ. What about the atheists who are very good? Morally, they are perfect, they are better than us, and we go into this kind of teachings. Let me ask anyone who thinks this way, are you in the place of God to define what is right and what is wrong? Christ said, if you don't believe, if one who does not believe will be condemned and the wrath of God abides in him. Who us, actually, when we say something different, when we come with something that we assume makes sense, or God is going to take it because we said it. Here, we are assuming a role that was never planned for us to assume. We are to teach others what God said. We are to entrust to them what He entrusted to us. Faith was delivered once. No one has the right, no person or organization or a church or even a patriarch or anyone can define for the people something differently. In our own, I don't know if we call it wisdom or foolishness, we sit and we teach others something that was never said by Christ, and we assume that Christ is going to grant it simply because it makes sense to us. St. Paul said to the Galatians, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Imagine St. Paul saying, if an angel, not a human being, not a good person, would come and tell you something different about how he should be saved, let this angel be accursed. We assume that the role of God, when we go from the Bible and we select what we like and we disregard what we don't feel comfortable with. Many times I listen to preachers around us here in the community, maybe on TV or in the radio, and you see people that they disregard passages and teachings from the Bible entirely. No talking about the cross or repentance or anything like this. Why? Because this is something is going to trigger the people to think how to change. Change makes people uncomfortable. I do not want to lose people simply because they are my customers. I want them to come back again to my church. Then I go with the Bible selectively. I choose some teachings and I disregard and ignore some others. When I do this, then I become the author of the Bible. I have my own Bible then. Then I am God, because I am the one who is teaching others what they should observe and what they should disregard. Another rule that only God kept it for himself, and sometimes we assume it, is when I set myself as an idol. God is the one who should be worshipped. Yes, we all agree that humans should not be worshipped, but we believe this maybe in our minds, but in practice, sometimes really we want others to worship us. How? St. Paul said to the Corinthians, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had received it, had not received it? When we have a talent, this is a given thing from God. When I boast about it, and I say or I think in myself, I am different, I am given something special, and then I start to think of myself higher than others, here I am thinking of myself as an idol, because I have this thing that no one else could receive it. When I do not accept correction, in my mind I know what is right, no one should tell me what is right and what is wrong. Am I not then an idol? Am I not thinking of myself that I am above any human being? No one can tell me what to do. When I seek other people's praise, and I try even to create the circumstances where people will come to acknowledge what I am doing and the sacrifices that I am offering, and then I will receive from them praise. Am I not setting myself an idol before others? When I manipulate others to make them always feel indebted to me, like sometimes some parents do this, they go to their children and always remind them, I have been doing this for you and I sacrificed by coming to the United States and I did this and this and this. What is this for? Why we say this to our children? To make them indebted And then what? They should do us what? Worship us? This is the role of any good parents, to do what is right and what is good for their children. This is not something really they should not repeat for our children day and night, make them feel always, I am indebted, I have to live all of my life just to pay what my parents did to me. When I compete to receive credit with anyone, it's me that should be recognized, and no matter what, I always should be in the picture, even if I have nothing to do with the whole subject. When I am wise in my own eyes, and I know everything, and nobody actually would know better than me, am I not setting myself as an idol? Another position that we should refrain from assuming is when I think of myself as an idol, and I ask or I request or I expect others to always like praise and worship and recognize what I am doing. The fifth role that only God should assume, we should not be in this place, is God is the Pantocrator. The Pantocrator means He is the one who controls everything. He has an economy. He has judgment and wisdom. When I reject His wisdom, then as if I am saying, God, you do not know what you are doing. If you ask me, I would maybe give you a hint what is right and what is wrong. When in our minds we decide or we think we know who should die and who should live, who should be rich and who should be denied wealth, who should be healthy and who should be maybe sick to learn a lesson, are we not then assuming the place of God? St. Paul says to the Romans, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. We all can repeat the verse, but whenever we are facing a difficult situation, at that time we tell Him, what are you doing exactly? This is not right. Everybody is suffering, everybody is losing, as if God missed something. In His wisdom, He overlooked the best interest of His people. In His love, maybe He was not so much perfect, and He allowed us to suffer because He doesn't like us. David, when he accepted his son's death, he was acknowledging God being the Pantocrator. Yes, it is painful, yet I accept it from your hand. David was mistaken. He knew this. He tried his very best to plead for God's forgiveness. At the end of the day, God did not grant him so. You are right, and I am wrong. Jacob, Rachel, one time came to him saying, give me a child or I will die. Jacob answered her. Jacob's anger was aroused against Rachel, and he said, am I in the place of God who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb? We do our part. We try our best. Nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, we yield to Him. We accept His economy. We submit to His judgment and His wisdom, knowing that His wisdom and judgment is unsearchable. What happened when we take this position, that we think that we know who should be granted what and who should be denied what? Then we start envying others. Why this person have something I don't have? In my heart, I feel God was not fair. And then I fall in self-pity. I am miserable, and I have no luck in this life. I am good and I am kind. I'm doing my best. I pray, I fast, I tithe, I come to the church. And then this is what I receive from God. And I fall into this trap of self-pity. I grumble against God and against others as well. Going negative, being always complaining about everything, I fall short just from saying God is not wise. Why? I'm assuming His role. I am taking His position. I am thinking God would better do it this way. The sixth position that only God keeps for Himself, and we assume His role when we fall into, when I expect God to grant me my wishes every time I ask of Him. Who is the master and who is the servant? He is the master, we are the servants. How the relationship should look like? Who tells what should be done? The master tells the servant. The servant says, oh, I agree, I do it. But when we assume his role, then the position is now is like traded. I tell him what I want, and he should be granting me what I want, what I wish. If he doesn't do this, I'm angry at him. When we do something like this, aren't we now in a different position, in a wrong place? Then, isn't it supposed to be that we stand before him and ask, God speaks, let us know what you want us to do? How our prayers look like? If you review your prayers for the last maybe few months or few years, what exactly your prayer is about? Is it about telling God something over and over and over, insisting, God, please do this, do this? And then my attitude towards him, whenever this wish is not granted, I'm upset, I'm angry at him. Then who is master then, and who is the servant? Something need here to be rethought, to be adjusted. We have to understand that we are here to fulfill his purpose and fulfill the reason of our existence. We are his servants. It shouldn't be the other way around. The last position, God is the author of life. He grants life and he takes it back. When a human being decides to terminate a life of an embryo, am I not then making myself a God? Am I not deciding on behalf of this unborn child that he should not live because of whatever reason? Unfortunately, this crime goes unpunished. Every year, 1 million embryos are aborted in the United States. Why? Because the 1 million family or person behind them thought of themselves as gods. I will take the life of this embryo simply, maybe because he's a mistake or she's a mistake, or I have no time to take care of this. He came with no planning, or this person is not going to be normal and accordingly he has no right to live. Who are you to make a decision like this? Aren't we here murderers, assuming a role that was never planned for us to assume, to take life that we never granted in the first place? Every time we assume God's place, we commit a sin, a major one. I have always to remind myself every day, am I doing what I am supposed to do? Am I called to live up to the calling that God gives to me, just knowing my responsibility and take care of them? Or am I minding other people's business? Am I living as God in this life? May the Lord to give us wisdom by which we understand what we are called here to do, why we are in this mission on earth, and not to assume his place in any way or in any circumstances. To him only be the glory forever and ever. Amen.